So for the sake of all other sentient beings equally in limits of space, one must attain the state of full Buddhahood by every means. For this purpose, one should now listen to the teachings on the sublime Dharma. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner. So regarding the part of the teachings that we've arrived at, within the outline of the text of the Lamin Chimmel, then it talks about the stages of how the students train their minds after they rely on the teacher. This is divided into two portions, an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, and how to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. Then within the second portion, there are, again, two headings. The first heading is how to develop certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path. This is again divided into two portions, how all the scriptures are included within the paths of the three types of persons, and number two, why students are led in stages using the trainings of the three types of persons. Again, the second portion has two, obviously second portion in this, within that it has a big section, the purpose for guiding students through such stages. We've come to that portion, which is on page 139. Yes.
Right. Well, Jesus, some of the Namjirma, the Tarambajin, the Tribi, Guba, in Bataga, and there is another. Then, Jew Chungan, you know, somebody doing up here, Jew Chimbu Namji, Yenaji, and the Jungi or the rest of some world. That the Lina, Pomponen, Jew Chimbu Namji, the trees and the Gidra, and the Chumin in the Jungle, or Carres and now. That is a Guba Chimbuni or this. Indeed, a Pomponi Jew Chimbun, the tree there, you know. And the Pombo, Tendi non Yenda, and Timon, Kobe, Ritan, Diti, the Tony Long Mado Bala, and the Jewish Mbuni, Sambi, Rita, Chungju Semi Yok, Samba, and the Naja, the Young Yaki Chedu, and the Chungin Yarn Beauty, and the Rita, Oma Machi, and the Koma Koma.
So here the a doubt is being posed as to regards to the way that the disciples are being led along the path. They're being led in a graduated manner, taught to follow the path in a graduated manner. And here, since the training in the lower capable being, the path of the lower capable being and the middling capable being, these are seen as branches of the path of the greater capable being, the Mahayana vehicle. So therefore, why can't one teach the Mahayana right from the outset, or teach the path of training of the greater being right from the outset? Why is there a need to differentiate, you know, in such a way as using the terms of the lower capable being and the middling capable being? So here Lama Tsongkhapa refutes this doubt by saying that when one is teaching, when one starts teaching the student in such a way, firstly, you know, if one does not have a prior training of reversing one's attachment to the appearances of this life, as well as reversing one's attachment to future lives, you know, the general happinesses or perfections of psychic existence, if one has not done that, then prior to entering into the Mahayana path, then there is a danger of the practitioner generating pride or arrogance in thinking that, you know, he or she is a Mahayana practitioner. So therefore, in the teaching from the right from the beginning, the training the lower capable being and the middle incapable being, and then progressing to the higher capable being, it is for this purpose of reducing or to as an antidote to that pride.
Yes. Mm. Mm. 간절해서 나는 집을 람레니 나요 전대 농지도 하고 그래 전대인데 근데 집을 중으로 도모가 제발아 그래 팬마도 중요한 말이 제가 농지에는 그래다 집을 진보나 모두 고안의 인종 인종국이어서 인도에는 집을 중에 남들 말 중요한 말이 전대 제도
Yes. So the reason of the necessity to teach in such a graduated fashion is because it benefits the practitioners of the all the three scopes, the lower, the middling, as well as the highest capable being. So here it says that even the beings of the highest of the middling capacity practitioners, capable beings, also need to reverse their attachment or to cease their attachment to appearances of this life. So therefore, by teaching in such a manner, teaching the path of the lower capable being has only benefits to these two categories of practitioner and no harm. So then also with regards to the beings of the highest capable being, then they also need to have renunciation towards the entire cycling existence. Therefore, teaching the middling, the path of the middle capable being has only benefit to them and no harm. So therefore, by training in such a way, then it benefits all three categories of trainees. So then the Lama Tsongkhapa says that if one does not teach in such a fashion, but if one were to think right from the outset that one were a Mahayana practitioner, then one has a danger. Then what happens is that what one does, one forsakes the training in the lower portions of the path, and then one aspires to the higher, the higher capable path, the path of the higher capability. However, since one does not have such foundations of the lower capable being, lower and the middling capable beings, therefore one is unable to generate the realizations of the higher capacity beings of the higher capable. High capacity, such realizations. Therefore, in this way, one ends up not having any of the realizations of the lower paths as well as the realizations of the higher paths. So in this way, Lama Tsongkhapa says that if we were to teach the disciple in a step-by-step manner, in the graduated fashion as mentioned before, then one can avoid this kind of pitfall.
Mm. Yes. 중국 통원의 남내 치료하지나, 남경으로 그래서, 동반의 피신의 치료나, 약을 했었나, 된대 경험이 한 말이에요. 근데, 그런 로, 집에 침묵 가봐, 요하지나요, 림베츠바지나, 어마어마, 요드제야. 나 지메나요, 요드제야. 근데, 대체연도, 고마고마한 치료연도, 경험으로 다요, 말이에요.
Yes. So then another doubt is being posted here as to regards to the beings who are by nature having the good fortune to meet the teachings of to have the capacity to cultivate the Mahayana path and the good fortune of the Mahayana path. And with regards to these beings, then if we were to teach them the common lower path, common paths of the lower and middling capable being, wouldn't that degenerate their good fortune? And so wouldn't it be better to teach them the Mahayana path right from the outset? So here, Lama Tsongkhapa refutes this doubt by saying that if one is with the good fortune to cultivate the Mahayana teachings, then we still it is beneficial to them to teach them the path in such a manner, in a graduated fashion, such that the realizations pertaining to the lower and the middling paths, so those realizations that they have not arisen before, they will cause, by training in such a way, will cause them to arise these realizations on their path. And so hence it benefits and does not harm to their ultimate training in the Mahayana path.
Strong salt is the first one. Yes. Sorry, heard the wrong word. So in this way, the necessity for training and the path in such a way, in a graduated manner, fashion, is because it's mentioned here that when one is actually meditating on the path, one needs to do so in a graduated fashion. So that Lama Tsongkhapa mentions here that if one does not have generated realizations of the lower portions of the path, then it is difficult to generate the realizations of the higher ends of the path. So therefore, one needs to meditate in a graduated fashion. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa, in order to support this point, quotes from the Buddhist teaching
this text called The Questions of the Royal Lord of Formulae. That's the middle of page 140. And here Lama Tsongkhapa says that he does not quote here. However, here the analogy is being given here that one needs to train in such a manner. So analogy is given of a jewels that are being extracted from the ocean. In ancient times, people used to go out to the oceans and extract jewels from the oceans. So upon first extraction, what you end up with is a very solid, a piece of jewel that is covered by very thick layers of sea mud. So in a gradual way, you polish that that grows amalgam and then come to in a graduated fashion. First, you soak it in very strong salt, and then you use like very rough cloth to polish it. And then when the grossest or the coarsest forms of impurities have been removed, then you soak it within tea, and then you use a softer material like cotton to polish it. And when these middling impurities have been removed, then you soak them in a medicinal-like substance, almost like mercury, Rinpoche said. So then you, this is when, at the point when you have the most subtle impurities, and you remove that with mercury, and you use an even finer form of material to polish that. So this way, gradually causing the substance to be free of defilements. So using this manner, using this as an analogy, then therefore when training the path, one needs to train by gradually first removing the coarsest or the grossest faults, you know, and then gradually removing the middling ones and then removing the most subtle ones. Yes. So here, in the order when one is training the path, train the mind the path. If one is training the Mahayana path, firstly one meditates on the faults of cyclic existence as well as the sufferings. On the sufferings of lower realms, and this way one generates a very strong renunciation. And by generating the strong renunciation in such a way, one ripens one's mental continuum. Then in this way, following that, then the second stage of the training is by training in the profound aspect of the path, you know, the profound view. And then thirdly, then one trains in the extensive aspects of the path. Yes. So here in the by combining such a fashion with such a structure with the Lamrim, then the first stage is coherent with the training of in the paths of the lower and middling capable being, and then the second and third stages are coherent with the training in the paths of the highest capable being. Yes.
Then, 레줌레다 잠로다 레줌레다 텐데체는 뭐 무게치고 쓰든 텐데 송제는 뭐도 공부도 그러고 근데 동보 안에 뭐도 되지 않나나 대지에서 다 뭐도 되는 게 때문에 이제 답을 던지지 못 하고 있는데 근데 답을 던지지 못 되지 않나 대지를 나고 그래 선발에 근데 뭐도 되는 게 남이 못해 다 금전도 잡고 와서 오는데 뭐도 되지 남데 근데 집이 좀 너무 남자리요 근데 대 제일아 근데 내일 잡아 던지지 못 되는 남서 오는데 집이 드린다 근데 집이 남서 오는 거 그다음에 막 대다 치고 방고 뭐뭐도 되지 선발에
So here in Lama Tsongkhapa, further quotes from the protector Nagarjuna's writings. Here he mentions that Nagarjuna also supports the view saying that one needs to guide students in stages through the path of higher status and certain goodness. So in general, the goals of aspirations that we strive to achieve are the temporal goals of high status of a rebirth in the higher realms, as well as the ultimate goodness of a liberation and omniscient Buddhahood. So here, firstly, in order to achieve this, first, the path leading to a higher status is being revealed, whereby the practitioner trains in the law of karma, the law of cause and effect, by abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions. And by doing so, keeping such ethics, one attains the higher rebirth or higher status in their future lives. And then by having shown such a path, then following that, then on top of that, you know, then the practitioner is being taught the path of towards liberation and omniscient Buddhahood, the path of definite goodness or certain ultimate goodness. And here these are taught after the path of the path leading to after training the path leading to higher status. So this way, training in such a graduated manner. So the first path, the path leading to temporal goodness of higher status, that path corresponds to the training in the lower scope, lower capable being. And then the second two paths leading to ultimate goodness of liberation and omniscience, the definite ultimate goodnesses of these, these two paths correspond to the trainings in the middling and greater capable beings. So therefore, Nagarjuna supports such a way of training.
Yes. 심지어 집이 싫어진다. 보면 나비 주도면지 나비 당황도 주도면지 주거지. 대다 싫으면 랜드 넘을 주고 떠오네. 주도면 랜드 당황도 주도면 랜지스 주거지. 대다 싫어 자식만도 넘을 주고 떠오네. 주 삼모 떠오지. 당황도 주도면 차와 지스 주거지. 내내 심지어는 나 돈 주고 걸음도 봐봐 이노 시스 맞다. 이 말 다들 남 걸음 해봐대. 내 돈 무슨 좀 내내. 뭐뭐도 봐봐 돈에. 근데 탐지제는 걸음들라. 이바지 송마리 근데 인도 안 바바 도메게요 선제 제비 시럽제 제바다 노시라 자치 몸에게 대라는 담마 내라왔던데 공주 근데 시럽 랜드 주바는 나 아니 담마도 지도된 막 그래서 동부 내제 남나 먹이 주고 주준다 다 랜드 주바나 근데 다바도도 남 라바섬 공자의 남도 시럽 다
So therefore, here Lama Tsongkhapa again quotes from to support this point, quotes from the noble being Asanga here, whereby it says about the different stages of training. So Lama Tsongkhapa, in order to express, you know, here Lama Tsongkhapa is quoted from three important figures, the Buddha, founder Buddha himself, Nagarjuna, protector Nagarjuna, as well as the noble being Astanga. Here all of them agree upon the same point that the stages of training in the path are definite. One needs to definitely follow a certain graduated manner in training of the path. So here the noble being Arasanga says that at the beginning, when the disciples have very when their wisdom is not extensive, you know, or not developed, then they are being imparted easy instructions to practice such instructions pertaining to like the lower path of the lower capable being, whereby they are taught to abide by the law of karma by abandoning the 10 known virtuous actions. Then, subsequently, with the mind's progress to a middling capacity, then they're being taught the path of training the path of the middling capable being, whereby it's trained the three higher trainings of ethics, concentration, and meditative concentration, as well as wisdom realizing selflessness. Then, following that, you know, once the wisdom increased, then they're being taught the Mahayana path, you know, the two branches of the path, the vast, extensive, the profound view, the profound aspect of the path, as well as the extensive aspect of the path. So like this, this is a definite manner in which the disciples are being taught to train in the path. Yes. So then Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from Aryadeva, who is like the most cherished disciple, the heart disciple of Nagarjuna. Aryadeva here says that when one is training in the path, firstly, one needs to train in the common paths, train one's mind in the common path, and having done that, then one progresses into the path of secret mantra by training into generation stages. Then following that, then one enters into the completion stages. So in this way, when with regards to training in the path, Aryadeva describes it as similar to a staircase by which one progresses step by step, but depending on the lower steps, one arrives at the higher steps. One does not go directly to the higher steps by not relying on the lower steps. Therefore, this is the manner that Buddha had taught.
Yes.
So here, again, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Aryadeva's writings, the 400 stanzas, in order to present this point again. Here it says, initially you stop the non-meritorious. So the non-meritorious refers to the non-virtuous actions, such as abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions. This is the main training for the being of the path of the lower capable being, a person of the path of the lower capable being. And then in the middle, you stop the misconception of self. So here, corresponding to the training in the path of the middle incapable being, you cultivate the wisdom realizing selflessness of the person in order to cut the root of some cyclic existence, which is this misconception of a self of persons. So then following that, then you move on to the training of the greatest capable being, whenever it says, finally, you put an end to all bad views. So here refers to cultivating the wisdom, realizing the selflessness of all phenomena. So a person who knows how to train their minds in such a manner is considered an adept. So this is the essence of this stanza. So here, then he quotes from, again, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes on it here, the learned master, Madhijita. So here, Madhijita is another name for the master, Ashwagosha. So Ashwagosha has had a lot of different names. So this is one of his names, Madhijita. So here, Madhijita. So here it says that the reason why he was given this name, Madhijita, in Tibetan means Markur, which means the servant of the mother. The reason being that because he was always very obedient to his mother's injunctions. So therefore, he was called a servant to the mother, to the mother. Yeah. So here, following that, then what is written here is that when one is dyeing a piece of cloth, it needs to be free from stains. If the cloth itself is stained right from the beginning, then if we were to try to dye it of another color, then the dye wouldn't cling well to the cloth. Therefore, it needs to be stain-free in the beginning, and then the dyeing would be easily accomplished. So here, then he mentions that one firstly teaches the path to higher status by cultivating the causes for higher status, teaching the practitioners to cultivate generosity, ethics, patience, and so forth. And in such a way, having trained in such a way, then they're by ripening, this ripens their mental continuum. And following that, then they are taught the higher paths of the middling and the higher capable being by training in due wisdom, realizing the selflessness of persons as well as the selflessness of phenomena, and also teaching them on the practices of bodhicitta and so forth. Then this is the manner. Then also Lama Tsongkhapa says that the great master Janakirti also held that the path has a definite order in order to support this point.
Yes.
So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that by when one is cultivating the path, it's very important that it's very crucial that we are very certain about the actual order by which one trains one's mind in a graduated fashion. So here it says that when one is, so here Rinpoche said that in order, when you're training in the path, essentially what we're trying to do is to give rise to realizations of the path in one's own mind stream. And if one does not train one's mind the path in the right order, you know, of the stages, one will not be able to give rise to the realizations that one desire. So firstly, for example, firstly, if one does not have renunciation, then there's no way one can achieve bodhicitta. And so renunciation is seeing the faults of cyclic existence and generating a wish to be free from that. But in order to have such a mind renunciation, one needs a prior training in the wish to be free from the lower realms, which is the path of the lower capable being. If one does not have a wish for that, to be free from the three lower realms, then it's difficult to generate the complete renunciation. So why is that? You know, so the logic for that is that because the mind renunciation essentially is a mind that aspires to be free from the entire that does not have any form of attachment to the pleasures of cyclic existence, and aspires to be free from the entire circle of cyclic existence. However, if one does not even wish to be free from the worst aspects of cyclic existence, which are the three lower realms, you know, then what more? Then there's no. That is difficult to give rise to the whole renunciation. So therefore, it's very important to train in such a appropriate order. So as for us, you know, actually speaking, for all of us, we should first train our minds well in the path before progressing into the higher levels. But however, for us, we tend to first jump straight into the practices of bodhicitta, you know, such as generating bodhicitta and so forth, and then go on to take the empowerments and practice the higher ends of the path, you know. So from one point of view, maybe this is good because the tantric path is very rare to meet, and it's very important for us to leave imprints. Having met this path, for us to leave imprints in the mind streams. However, from the actual point of view, then this is not appropriate. You know, one still needs to train one's mind in the in an actual order, you know, step by step fashion, before arriving at the higher end of the path. Yes. So then you can turn to page 144. It talks about the outline of the path. We move on to the next stage in the text where it talks about the actual way to take full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity. So this actual way is divided into three sections. One, training the mind, the stages of the path shared with persons of small capacity. Number two, training the mind, the stages of the path shared with persons of medium capacity. And thirdly, training the mind, the stages of the path for persons of great capacity. So then the first one, training the mind, the stages of the path shared with persons of small capacity, are divided in three sections. The first one, the actual training of thought for a person of small capacity. The second is the measure of the attitude of a person of small capacity. And third is clearing up misconceptions concerning the attitude of a person of small capacity. Then the first one is divided into A, the actual training, which has two divisions. Number one, developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives. And two, relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. The first one is, again, developing the state of mind, striving diligently for, say, a future life, is divided into two parts. One, mindfulness of death, the contemplation that will not remain long in this world. And two, contemplating what will occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of the two types of beings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chiva chenpa magombi nime re ta magombi nime gombi penyo chiva chenpa lo che tau shi jeba chiva chenpa gombi cho lo osu.
The first one, mindfulness of death, the contemplation that will not remain long in this world, has four parts. The first is, number one, the faults of not cultivating mindfulness of death. Two, the benefits of such cultivation. Three, the kind of mindfulness of death that you should develop. And four, how to cultivate mindfulness of death. Yes.
In the talk, Chiva Chambade, Magombi Nimi, Pombone, Peda Tavid and Nimbonemba, Lanjuba, Sidi Logil, and Metabola, Taban, the Sidi Logi, Pombon, no big one. Tell the Taran in the Rabbi Metaban Chiwan, the machine and the number of one in no big one. Then the truth,
So here, top page 145, here Lama Tsongkhapa talks about the faults of not cultivating mindfulness of death. So here, if one does not remember, does not cultivate the mindfulness of death, you know, if one does not remember death, then one does not remember the Dharma practice. Even if one remembers the Dharma practice, you know, one does not accomplish it. And even one does not actually go about practicing it. Even if one goes about practicing it, one does not do it properly. You know, one does not do it seriously. So this way, these are the various faults of not remembering death, not remembering death and impermanence. So then there are four errors that impede your taking full advantage of your life. So here in the brackets it says the conceiving the impure to be pure, that is conceiving the physical aggregates that are impure, by nature impure, but to misconceive that they are actually pure. And secondly is misconceiving suffering to be happiness. And third is the misconceiving that which is impermanent to be permanent. And fourth is misconceiving the selfless to have a self. I'm sorry, the way Rinpoche described the order was firstly impermanent, second suffering. I'm sorry, that's exactly the order. Wrong. The first is impurity, second suffering, third is impermanence, and fourth is selflessness. So with regards to this, then it says here initially the mere conception of impermanent is the avenue of much injury, which refers to that which can cause the most harm at the beginning stages is the that which conceives the impermanent phenomena to be permanent. This is this kind of misconception can cause the most harm.
So here,
in the text it says in regards to impermanence, then there are two aspects: the subtle impermanence, as well as the coarse or gross impermanence. So the subtle impermanence here refers to how composite phenomena is constantly decaying by every moment. Every moment there is constant breakdown or decay. So that's the nature, being the nature of composite phenomena. This such a nature is not directly perceivable by the senses, cannot be directly perceived by our senses. Therefore, it is called the subtle phenomena, and subtle impermanence. And with regard to coarse impermanence, the appearances of coarse impermanence can be directly perceived. There's that direct perception of that is possible. So therefore, that is called coarse impermanence. So here in the text it mentions meditation on both coarse and subtle impermanences. Yes.
다 단다 제발은 면제했냐 봐 이제는 다 수인하여니 남지는 책을 해서 안 맞은다 용도로 와 이나요 다 단단 내 그게 더 거야 돼 근데 대변형 문제 대변형 문제 다 파스 지금 말해 파스 지금 말해 삼는 된다게 로 되게 님부 된 거예요 근데 뒤 로 돼 다 왜 다 저 못다 봤는데 마고만 있나 아니 다가 된다 지금 그러고 대변형 지금 말해서 대변형 지금 말해서요 내가 최초로 그래도 요나요 지금 말해 단도 무시비 탑 삼노도 된다 지대야지 자대요 아까 대님 뭐 마고만 있나 근데 파즈 대야 용거래 근데 대야라니 사야 공야 등야 안데 고도 세네 센디 삼노모 보지고 아니 대야 뒤에 돈을 루비하게 채도 아니 고소 먹게 받죠 근데 제네 아니 추트 가슴 앞에 지나 펜비 탑 추트 한게 말이에요 정말
So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that in general, every person, anyone would believe readily that they will die. However, what here we are trying, here in the context of impermanence or mindfulness of death, and what we are trying to counteract, what we are trying to counteract is the mind that thinks that I won't die today. You know, so we are constantly thinking that we won't die today, thinking that we won't die today. So in this way, thinking that we will stay, that we will stay for that, I won't be dying soon. You know, so we need to counteract this kind of attitude. rely on the antidote or the remedy to this kind of attitude. So here, when if we do not recall death, we are not mindful of death, not mindful of impermanence. Then even so because we're constantly thinking that we won't die. So even if it were a sick person, a dying person, will constantly think that they won't die, and then try to find the various methods. You know, to continuously seek the methods for the sustenance, sustaining this life. So in this case, if one doesn't meditate on impermanence, then we think that we won't die today. Then we try, while we are continually abiding this world, our minds will be still entirely focused upon pursuing the affairs of this life, such as eating, drinking, and general distractions and so forth. Then also the three doors of our body, speech, and mind would be engaged constantly in non-virtuous actions, and one would not aspire to engage in methods that are beneficial, methods of practice that are beneficial to one's future lives, which is cultivating the holy dharma. Yes.
In this, Rida, Namjing Hime, that and so Namjing Hime, in Bari. That and the Masa Majina, and it tended to teach it. That tended to teach in a Chava Kandi Seven in that day, that you can shoot it. Red Chalu Yoga, and then you choose a draw that time memory. That choose a draw on that, and the cargo are sent up, Tendi, that Timani in on it. 정말 좋으셔야지. 천지 도위 샤정자. 근데 팀이 되지는 약 제도 주주야. 되는지 보고요. 근데 이제 천지 좋으셔. 저번에 주정하면 말이야.
So when we are not mindful of death, then we are unable to practice the dharma because here what we're trying to practice is that the time of death, you know, is uncertainty. Regards to the actual time of death. So if one does not contemplate that, then one's mind is entirely attached, you know, to the affairs of this life, and all of one's practices, all of one's actions becomes the eight worldly dharmas. It does not become the actual dharma practice, but it becomes eight worldly dharmas. So in order to have something else to become the an actual dharma practice, at the very least, you know, when one is comparing with regards to the affairs of this life and future lives, you know, then the future lives should be more seen as more important than this life, and one engages in practices to benefit one's future lives, you know. So if one does not do that, then one's practices or affairs does not become dharma. Yes. So therefore, because one's mind, by not remembering impermanence, one's mind is filled only with attachment to the affairs of this life, and therefore one does not consider one's future lives, and therefore does not become dharma practice. So even if one engages in religious activities, then it does not become dharma practice, because as long as one's mind is continuously attached to affairs or appearances of this life, then one's practice will not become dharma. So here the Rinpoche quotes from a historical event in the life of Lama Tisha, in which one of the one of the students came up to say that, you know, I would like to engage in study teaching of the holy dharma. So here, then Lama Tisha said, oh, teaching is excellent thing, and I'm extremely happy. However, it'd be better if you could practice the holy dharma, you know, practice dharma. So this Lama, you know, having heard such a reply from Lama Tisha, thinking that he then inferred from himself, you know, that wasn't exactly dharma practice. So that he thought maybe he should go off and meditate. So then he thought he went off to meditate, and then he told Lama Tisha that, you know, now I would like to meditate, you know, I'd like to go and meditate. So then Lama Tisha said, oh, extremely well, you know, that you are meditating, extremely good. However, it would be much better if you practice the Dharma. So again, you know, that this master then thought to himself, it's still strange, you know, if I said, go to teach the Dharma, and he said there was no Dharma. When I said go to meditate, then he said that's not dharma as well. So then he asked Lama Tisha, then what exactly is dharma practice for you? Then Lama Tisha replied, you know, to give up the mind that is attached to this life. Then so therefore, even if the mind is attached to affairs of this life, even one engages in teaching and meditation, then this does not necessarily become dharma. You know, because if one's mind does not remember death and impermanence, then all the religious activities that one engages in becomes mixed with the affairs or attachment to the affairs of this life.
다 가세 취지 전반 있나요? 텐데도 마통만 있나? 다 제트만 편비 취지로 전비 온도 동반 있나요? 텐데 잡아는 거고 그렇지 취지 거대 거운도 되는 단단히 텐데 잡아도 개체인도 세워서 텐데 전에 전형적 취 아니 무조건이 있는
선물. Yes. So even if one remembers impermanence, if one or death, you know, but if one does not remember intensively, one will still be more or less more attracted towards the affairs of this life, and then one sort of like thinks that the affairs of this life are sort of more important than Dharma practice. You know, even if one remembers to practice the Dharma, but however, if one's mind still chooses the affairs of this life and to be deceived, you know, by the allure of the affairs of this life rather than actually practicing the Dharma. So therefore, it says, even if remembering, still not practicing the Dharma, explain such a way. So then, if one, even remembering the Dharma, then not practicing, or even when practicing the Dharma, not practicing it purely, you know. So this is another drawback or disadvantage of not remembering death and impermanence. So if one were to practice the Dharma, engaging in hearing, contemplation, and meditation upon the holy Dharma. However, once because due to the factor of not remembering death, then one's mind is one's aspirations are directed towards the affairs of this life, such as having a long life, you know, freedom from sicknesses, and so on and so forth. So in this case, when one is practicing the Dharma, even if, for example, when one goes to make extensive offerings in the monasteries, then at that point in time, people may praise you, saying that you're a good person, and so on and so forth. Then you become attached to such fame and honor in such a way. And even so, therefore, then this act of offering does not become pure Dharma practice because of the mind that is being attached. It becomes sullied by the mind that is being attached to this life. Therefore, even if you're a meditator, even great meditators can be tricked by such a mind, because then when they're meditating, then they may worry about what other people will say about them. If people probably say that they're great practitioners, you know, engaging in meditational retreat, then they have they take to heart, you know, such comments and worry about their fame and honor due to the mind that doesn't remember impermanence. So therefore, the mind becomes overwhelmed by the eight worldly dharmas. You know, if one doesn't remember impermanence, so even when one actually practices the Dharma, then it doesn't become pure, you know, due to the factor of not remembering death. Yes.
That Dhruva Nenden no Chavas. That Dhruva Chen Yen Du Kong Na Nenden Chen Nen Zong Lu Chen Bu Chen Ma Dhruva Chen. That Gyuwe So La Go Yen Du Kong Na Lam So Ni Ka Le Ka Chu Chu So No. That is a 이제 근데 얘는 배양도 대리는 개화관으로 가 수준으로 있나요? 대기야 인거를 삼성 인거로 근데 제도 조바나 전주체면 더 봤대요. 그럼 나도 말해서 이제 대용이요.
Then the fourth downfall is that even with one practices the Dharma purely, however, is that the one does not do so with intensity. You know, what is not enough intensity of the Dharma practice. So that means that one, if one wants to be able to practice Dharma purely, however, there is one lacks the factor of exertion or effort in one's Dharma practice, even while doing some virtuous actions, engaging in virtuous practices, then one is easily tired, you know, and one thinks that one should rest and then puts that practice, that pure practice aside. So this is again due to the factor of not remembering death and impermanence. If you remember death and impermanence, that you could possibly die now, you know, then all these various distractions to pure practice, such as, you know, the thought of laziness, thing wanting to relax and so forth, then thinking that these distractions are not beneficial to one's practice, not beneficial to one's future lives, and that however much virtue that one managed to accomplish, you know, then all these virtues would be brought to your future lives. So remembering death and impermanence in such a way then would be able to help one to focus one's mind on cultivating the pure Dharma practice intensively. Yes. So therefore, then because of not remembering, then the bottom page 145, then Lama Tsongkhapa, the last paragraph here, Lama Tsongkhapa talks about the different, further goes, elaborates on the fault of not remembering death, not being mindful of death. So if one is not mindful of death, then one one misconceives, you know, one generates hope, that one projects hopes of being able to sustain oneself or to remain alive for a long time. And due to projection of such hopes, then one, in order to sustain this body, then one create strong, one ends up with strong attachment towards goods, services, and the various means of sustenance. And what generates hostility towards, strong hostility towards all those conditions and beings that prevented you from achieving such goals. And then one generates, you know, then one sinks further into ignorance. So in this way, on all the various delusions, if one, due to the fact of not remembering impermanence, then one becomes attached to this body, this life and body, then one, all these delusions become stronger and stronger, and then one engages in the 10 non-virtuous actions, and then because of not relying on the various antidotes or remedies towards these delusions or afflictive emotions, then they become stronger and stronger, and one gets carried away, as it says here, like the current, as it's swept away by the current of the river. Then here, also these strong delusions then obscure you from practicing the Dharma, and you end up repudiating the excellent teaching. You go against it, the excellent teachings of the Buddha. So this in this way, then this life, you know, then you become, you end up with a lot of suffering in this life, and as well as in the future lives, you know, you end up in the lower realms with countless sufferings. So then these are the various faults of not remembering death and impermanence. So then Lama Tsongkhapa says that what process, you know, or what fault could be greater than not this remembering this death and impermanence? Which is negative karma. So by not remembering death.
So delusion arises, then the producing is karma. Then again, see, that makes two rise. Again, department and then delusion arises. So and then, like this, goes over, then the obtuse mind very heavily.
Konan jite songada, rongin chuda chibo me, yote narji ni lo na, tele marong jen che yo. Nimbata, chibda ase yade, jite songada, tan jite song, tamje lo wong jun loke. Rewa, so saden salen jite kandu che de cheva nomba yin na yo, chibi me so kwaje me si baro. Yendo yene cheva te, jite songa wong jun ke ke ngabda to chadi yo des. Ene, kono, tende yene, chibda de la, chiwa chibi chiba bu shen yi aru vese na te yi oma re. Na te tabi wani top chimbo te yin kanga la wong ju, koron la na wong ju ki me te ki. Tendi chi yo yin du, te yo yin du, tendi sobo wa chini nyi kogdeo yin na, da te li marong ba chie shi yo vese.
So here Lama Tsongkhapa quotes a verse from the 400 stanzas, in which he mentions that what could be more dangerous than to sleep as though at ease while subject to the Lord of Death, ruler of the three worlds, himself without the master. So here the Lord of Death, you know, is described as the master of the three worlds, you know, the worlds underneath the ground, above the ground, and in space, the higher space. So in this case, all the beings of the three realms are subjects of the Lord of Death. There's no being that can escape, you know, escape death. Therefore, he's the master of all, and he himself has no master because there is no death itself. There's no one we can subject this death to death. So therefore, he's the great powerful being that is in control of all others, and no one of which no one can control him. Therefore, he says he's without a master. So in the presence of such a danger, you know, of being a subject under such a subject of being under such a being, then what could be more dangerous than to sleep as though at ease, you know, in a very relaxed manner? Yes.
Nonjo, Nato, and Nishi Koyo, Kandija Yoga Yinayo, Tesha Chin, 지민이가 대시하지네 인친으로 요르고 탐지 보는데 차고서 나게 대답 마시네 이는 저와 메타바데 다 마시겠지 그래다 남진이 메서로 대 마시겠지 대 마시비 온게 자도 메지 돈지 대원한테 남아나서지 단 자와 자시다 메자라 다 텐데 제대로 니에나 차고 라라 동어 텐데 되고 나서지 제발에 대원이 제발도 마시고 있다 대제를 정말
So here, Namsong Khabba quotes from Shani Davis engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds, which says, I'll have to depart, leaving everything. So here, it means that at the time of death, you know, all the things that we worked for in this life, you know, fame, honor, status, enjoyments, relatives, friends, entourages, and so forth, and even the housing, the environment that we live in, all these have to be left behind, and have to be left behind when one departs for the next life. And it says here, but not knowing this, I committed various sins. Not knowing this here, the object of misknowledge is regarding to impermanence and death. Due to not knowing this function of impermanence, not remembering that the time of death is uncertain, then I committed various sins for the sake of friends and foes, for the sake of those friends that one is attached to, and the sake of those foes that one has hostility towards, then one commits various sins due to the fault of not remembering impermanence and death. Yes. So therefore, at that time, you know, due to not remembering that, not remembering death and impermanence, or not knowing that.
During the time of during lifetime, I remember that. Not that time, during lifetime.
Yes. So, when one was alive, you know, because one did not remember death and impermanence, then one engaged in various negative actions, various kinds of negative actions. And in a time of death, then all that one has accumulated, all worked for in this life, that has no benefit, had to be left behind.
One sees. One sees. Engage all these karmas, so things involved and engaged. But then when you, the time of death, then you see all this, that it doesn't benefit. Yes.
So one sees the engagement
to oneself.
Yes. In the affairs of this life, creating the various negative karmas for those purposes had no benefit. And so at the time of death, generating one will generate a very strong regret or remorse towards such deeds.
What did he do?
So there happened a there happened to one person. Mondo. Mundu chuta. That person. So the person is very. This person used to be in people in the earlier when they have problems, whatever difficulty they have. She's the person whom they consult all the time. He gives advice to everybody. So then, when he was dying, then he had incredible fear, you know, of death. So then people said, "Oh, you don't worry. You don't have diabetes. So you don't have to worry." Other people told him that you don't have to worry because you are the Mondo Chora. You are the Mondo Chora, so you don't have to worry. Because he used to consult, to give advice to the other people normally, you see. So then other people tell him, you know, because he was very scared of dying, so then other people tell him, "Why, you don't have to worry because you are the Mondo Chora." Then he said, "Oh, that's the mistake. Why? Because that's the mistake that I've been Mondo Chora. That's the mistake I made being Mondo Chora. That's the Mondo Chora made mistake."
That then is in it, Chow Martin be near me too. That Chow Jim be pay on.
So, because he's involved, you know, giving advice to all those people, you see. So what happened was then, all those, see, so what he did, he created so many karmas, so he has to carry all that karma by giving consultation, giving advice to all the people, you see. So he's involved in all those karmas, so he has, he has created all those karmas, so that, you know, made him very, lot of fear at the time of death, he remember all that.
That's important. Pachela Nangi Nyuwa Tara, Nego the Ravana Summon, you think the Chuji said, Meba the Nipoma Tower, the Nimbo Meba Tower, Ludi in this upon the Niju, the Dojin. Reda, the Toss is not on Yongi Neva, Da, Tennis on Yen, Shiva Tacho, the Nijina, Imareta, Nijin no de Soda, Gubam Baton, and that magic percentage you have. Pomada Pai Yoche, then you motor son then go your own. In the 10 day, the G near some day, a Pumba is what it is. Bumba. And then you move to the car is not usually. In the end, Chiraya would be enough, and you can send the 2,000 Tanjin, Louis Pumata, Jenna, Pom, never. And the tree, you wouldn't do you get it. And the Jenna, then the Gosom McGivan, Joba, Nijo tell the door. And then you're the jammer of the children last over. There's on bonum, daddy for, cooper chippy, some rigid, sober chippy. Lula sober, new woman, and the new motaman, and the combatant baronin, the one in the territory, tell the tonsil like you. In my head. That ended in any, so drizzom to ya. Tajur the cujurs, in my head. That Tajur the yard, any, gender, some riton to the yard. Kujur ta kuka chimbu kone dhubya. Tendegen zonru jene. Ta du chue chu da jende njeg lawa, nyingbo me dea. Di toa la ni nyingbo yawaji, nyingbo nentuwa. 제네 로니요 그래다 아니 조데도 개바 조비는데 거나 몬토다 니디지 공본 로니 토트지 다 로니 덴데 토브데요도 아니 제요 디스진트 바요데 덴데 옛나 아니 데르 통치가 지시요 다 제바도 못 통치 못 해서
So here, if one remembers death impermanence, such as, for example, an ailing patient that, in the manner of an ailing patient that is definite to die the next day, die tomorrow, then at that point of time we'll be able to see the affairs of this life as being meaningless, that all the things of this life we left behind, and cultivate Dharma practice. So as mentioned before, in the teachings on the death and rebirth intermediate stage, Rinpoche mentioned that at the time of death, it is very important to make offerings of one's worldly possessions in order to not have attachment in one's mind at the time of death. So in this way, by remembering death and impermanence in this way, that you be able to see that the affairs of this life, such as worldly goods and respect and fame are as fruitless, it says here, fruitless as winnowing chaff. So here it's like, I don't know how to describe winnowing chaff, it's like when you reap the harvest grains, you remove the external coarse layer that is not ingested as food. That external coarse layer is being removed, and you basically could take the coarse grain, you know, as the essential nutrients to be ingested. So, therefore, what we want is not the protective layer, you know, but we want the essence. In this case, to take the essence of this life and throw away that which is not relevant or has no essence. So that which has essence, that can be derived from this life is, the sublime Dharma. The cultivation of that. So this way, to remember death and permanence in this way, and to reverse the attachment to this life, then remembering this way, one's three doors of body, speech, and mind would be able to turn away from wrongdoing, negative actions, and one would be able to engage in constant and respectful effort to accumulate good karma. By cultivating, observing law of cause and effect, as well as cultivating practices of refuge in this way. So then, by remembering that, these constant respectful efforts come from remembering death and impermanence, that this body is easily destroyed, it is very fragile, and also the affairs of this life are being meaningless. So therefore it says that you will therefore be able to bring lasting significance to things like the body that will not have had such significance. So by using this body to practice the Dharma, then one will be able to bring significance to it, and one will be able to attain the higher states of liberation, higher status, as well as here ascending to sublime states, such as these perfected states. Having achieved that oneself, one would be able to also lead others to such a state. So, what could be more meaningful than that? Nama Tsonghapa says.
Deisher, bet the million other, Yaman de Gachimode, Shemova Tamjin non, Donji don Choko, Jitamin non, Ponoji Choko, Dijamin non, Metaba and Chinese in Choyende, Nedagin and Council in Dobata, Maribo and Majatam just said, oh, she is so. Deijin and Yomo and Yogosu and Jijanjum and Toba, Jijan and Jijanjum and Yogosu and Jivana Sukhjan, Nagawa was. 말에 다 좀 내내 롱게 너의 값을 빼다 잔에서 하는 말에 그래다 신비 근데 신모의 값을 돈질 너 다 신모야 돼 그게 그래다 자 그러지 단다 돈도 찌는 이제 잡아 내야 돼 아때 근데 몸받자 사이월만 줘야지 대 뉘차체는 신의 편을 용기한다. 대인들은 신모와 탐지 논의 떠오지 로 그 아도지압체는 신모와 대 야슈레스. 근데 제 탐지 논의 반응이 지대 초월해. 다 공지 반응을 쓰나도 논보체 사인 말이야. 但弄不起鸡的嘞，确实要嘛了。嗯，你这鸡他们这弄弄不起鸡的吃的，别个弄些那东西他们这弄呢，没大把东西的吃的，那吃完没大把，那吃完没大把，光把人呢，啊，看什么人都把他们买了把他们这，你买了他接下来吃多少来送完了，你那你吃完的嘛，都吃完了也送过来，你那钱他用不起那呢，多少年没没多把光么这样了。공주님보다 소바고며 장바고며 덴드르르르 숨바로와 일단 메다바고만 있나 아니 노자 세동 뜸모 강간점으로 그래서 그러와 소소한지 노자는 어디지 덴드 제로제나 메다바고 나 단나로 시원이나 아니 다 대구바면도 삼야 노자님부터야 다 공론으로 넘지 잠리쇼로나 여인나 요 나 단다 시원이나 대 잠리 잠든다 편도 가리 어디서 좀로야 근데 인도 용모 탐지 지셔는 좀 도왔다 그래서 얘도 덮친 거 됐어.
So here, the bottom page on 146, Namatongkhapa further quotes from the scripture, the great Pahamnirvana Sutra, in order to show that the many scriptures of the Buddha's words use examples praise the mindfulness of death. Here it says that using the various analogies, so here it says that amongst all reapings, the autumn harvest is supreme. The autumn harvest is the most supreme time for reaping the crops because the crops grow to a very high level, and so that's around the time when that occurs, so that's the most best time to reap harvest. So among all the tracks, that the track of the elephant is supreme. So because the elephant is a large animal, so probably because of that, the track, the elephant is considered supreme. Then it says here, amongst all ideas, the idea of impermanence and death is supreme, because with it you eliminate all the attachment, ignorance, and pride of the three realms. So by meditating in such a way, one would be able to eliminate all the attachment, ignorance, and pride of the three realms. So this shows the great force and intensity of this mind, or the idea of death and permanence. Because otherwise, in the scriptures, it mentions about the various ways whereby the various antidotes to the various affective emotions, such as meditating on the ugliness and uncleanliness of the body, in order to overcome attachment, as well as meditating on patience to overcome anger and so forth. So it mentions specific antidotes for specific affective emotions. However, here impermanence is the remembrance of death. Impermanence is praised as the supreme antidote because it can eliminate all of these various forms of affective emotions. And for example, if you have desire, if the desire of delusion of desire were to arise, then by remembering impermanence and death, then one develops a contentment, thinking that one doesn't need all these objects that one is chasing after, and one eliminates that deluded mind of desire. If one generates anger and engages in a conflict with people, then if one were to remember death and permanence, then the anger gets pacified, because one remembers, one sees the fruitlessness or the lack of purpose to engage in conflict with others if one was going to die today, you know. So therefore, by remembering death and permanence in such a way, it contracts the delusions all at one go.
Yes. 내지면서 돈 내접은 시다접은 땅이 매번으로 시도 가만 통신 내지 동안도 생들어의 시간 통신에 땜비 쏘나러의 천본이 지대법에 노본을 이렇게 지송소 이말다 노제 자매순조 노제 근데 그 차주조 그러봐 근데 인도에는 류인데 단어 단어라고 또 자세에서도 다 가두시용나 남생의 미래 사냐 시주조를 삼으라고 대신 주 남미준다 시는 그래서 미준 나와서야 미주추 님보매가 근데도 빼지 않는 그게 어제 리바다 취지 소는 거지. 니마토다 제마저 체인도 거나 취주도 있어 놓지 어로. 단단히 뭐야 말아. 되는 놓지. 근데 메다 버튼. 근데 니 몸에 버튼 해서 봐 있나? 뒤지 메도 통해 대줘 봐. 그래다 뒤지 메도를 통해서도 뒤진 당하세요. 메도를 당하세요. 쓰리어로 돈다. 노차지야. 용문제야. 쓰리어로. 일단 매도를 나왔을 거야. 매도하게 수고는 안 녹음한 거야. 대단하지 그게 노자제인 누구나 그건 양보원 농원제게 그래는 마음을 못지는 야지인데 매도를 통하지야. 일단 대대적인 제왕 매도 봐. 그래? 근데 뒤지 매도를 통 용문 봐. 주 대대적인 제왕 있나? 근데 집다지하고 땅이 오면 반 좋아서 집이 되나? 난 집단의 쉐임을 보고, 집단의 따사님을 말하고, 전대 차기를 써오는 거예요.
So here, then, also have a quote from the collection of indicated verses, which says that this body is understanding the body is like a clay vessel. So that a clay vessel is naturally, by nature, very brittle. And if you drop it, it breaks easily. So this body also likewise is very fragile, and so the certainty, the time of death of this body is uncertain simply because of its fragility, that it is prone to destruction at any point, one point of time. So therefore, here it says that similarly, that phenomena are like mirages. So here a mirage is has the connotation of that which has no essence. You know, the reason being that, you know, when the mirage occurs, when the sun beats down on hot sand, hot sun beats down on hot sand, and then from afar that creates the illusory appearance of huge bodies, large bodies of water, and so forth. And these are completely without any trace sense of reality or substantiality to it. So therefore, it is like considered essenceless. It is an analogy for illusion. So therefore, here, then it says, here you destroy the demon's poisonous flower-tipped weapons. So these refers to the so-called the five arrows of the demons that shot into the hearts of beings to give rise to the various delusions of desire, the arrows of delusions. That caused the caused by the maras, you know, for the beings, living beings, to generate strong delusions such as attachment and so forth. So here, in general, flowers do not harm the physical body. So likewise, here, when you talk about the demons, then they do not necessarily inflict physical harm, but by speaking in the they're sort of like wali, so they speak in the very So here is like the analogy for desire, because when one is they do not force oneself, do not harm oneself, but through a very enticing manner. In a soft-spoken, enticing manner, they cause you to engage.
The reason why is that flower is very soft. It doesn't hurt you. And why that example used is because when the attachment rises, you know, it rises very, very gentle way. It is not harming to you in a very, very gentle way, rises. So that's why the flower is used as an example for to understand the attachment, yes. To recognize the attachment.
So in a very
the way how attachment harms into that example.
Yes. So in a very gentle manner, then enticing you to engage in inappropriate actions and so forth. So this way, by remembering death and impermanence, then one is able to cut through all of these various afflictive emotions. And then it says here, and pass beyond the sight of Lord of Death. So because of remembering death and impermanence, one does not, one engages in dharma practice, and in time of death, one does not need to fear the Lord of Death, you know, and so as he says here, to pass beyond the sight of the Lord of Death. So here, it further says that by seeing aging, the suffering of sickness, and dead bodies from which the mind is gone, so by seeing all these various appearances, then one generates the strong resolution to abandon this prison-like home. So here, a so-called a prison, so one generates a resolute abandoned, the resolute, one generates the resolution to abandon this prison-like home, to abandon the distractions of the cyclic existence. So here, when we refer to the prison-like home, in the so-called prison is a place where suffering is being inflicted, and one experiences only suffering in the prison. So likewise, in order to be free from this, so by remembering death and impermanence, then one can be, one generates the mind to be free from this cyclic existence, this prison-like cyclic existence. This is, if one generates, mind remembers death and impermanence, one can generate such mind renunciation, one can be free, one can abandon cyclic existence and attain liberation. However, it says your ordinary worldly beings can never eliminate attachment. So it's almost like a resolute saying.
So leave it at this point.